There's a lot to work through in this sermon summary, so I'm going to get right to it. We're in Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 13. He says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." Here we kind of have an introduction into this. Paul is calling the brothers to not use their freedom for an opportunity to sin, as he discusses in Romans a little bit, as he says, "What then shall we say if sin produces God's grace? Shall we sin more?" And of course, the answer is, may it never be. Rather, we're to use this freedom that we have in Christ and this being united with Christ as an opportunity to serve him. And he says the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." In other words, we love God, we love others. And this is how we serve Christ, our Lord and Savior, out of gratitude and love for him. We love him because he first loved us. In verse 16, he says that we are to walk by the Spirit and will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. So we have this battle inside of us of desiring to please the flesh, but also this new Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us, and we've been made spiritually alive, and we have these desires to please the Lord. So we have this battle inside of us that we are not to give into, that we are to stand fast in, and that we are to follow the Spirit. So if we are led by the Spirit, we're not under the law. And these deeds of the flesh are made evident, and there's things such as immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, having outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Of course, this is not saying that after you have come to know Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you ever envy or have a struggle with drunkenness, that you are no longer saved. Rather, it's saying these are things that are not a mark of a true believer's life, but rather a true believer has the fruit of the Spirit because the Spirit is dwelling inside of them. And this fruit is displayed by having love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I'll quickly work through those. Love, it's putting others before yourself. Joy, it's a deep-seated conviction that Christ is the most important thing. Peace is trust and rest found in God's control. Patience, it's being slow to get angry with people. Kindness, doing unto others what you would want done to you. Goodness, not simply not doing wrong, but doing that which is right. Faithfulness, keeping one's word and doing that which you are asked to do. Gentleness, speaking and acting in unaggressive and kind ways. Self-control, keeping your emotions and actions under control. And it's against these such things as these that there is no law. So, verse 24, "Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." So the old man has been crucified and buried. So, practically, don't let him keep living. Continue to fight the battle of your flesh and give the Spirit room to work in your life by reading the Word and praying and pushing away from sin. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If you're truly saved, then you are truly sealed by the Spirit. And if you truly have the Spirit, then you should be walking and living by the Spirit. So he encourages with one final verse, "Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, or envying one another." Why does he add this? I think it's just a great reminder that as we continue on in life, there is always going to be a battle of the flesh and a temptation to be prideful, to be boastful, to be challenging other people and envying other people. And those are not marks of a life that has been changed by the Spirit of God. So seek to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Battle the flesh. Follow after the Spirit as he leads in your life.